Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Tuesday, 13th of February, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. These street indices are poised to witness a subdued open today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a weak start for the broader index with a fall of 22 points. In the previous session, the Nifty 50 and Sensex opened marginally higher but failed to build on the gains after profit booking seeped in as the day progressed, dragging the two Indian benchmarks to close near the day's lows. The Sensex closed 0.7% lower at 71,073, while the Nifty ended the day 0.8% down at 21,616. Heavy profit booking was seen across banking stocks, including heavyweights like HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and SBI. The daily chart of the Nifty 50 shows the index forming a lower top, signaling diminishing bullish sentiment. The momentum indicator aligns with this bullish outlook, displaying a crossover. Analysts believe the Nifty might remain on a sell-on rise as long as it remains below 21,850. On the downside, support is situated at 21,500. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Orion Pro Solutions will remain in focus as the company seeks to raise up to Rs 200 crore through the issue of 9.02 lakh shares at Rs 2,215 per share via preferential allotment. GER Infra will also be on the radar as the company reported its Q3 earnings. Net profit declined 25% on year while revenue fell around 3%. The company's operational performance also suffered as EBITDA margin eroded sharply. Next up is Zee Media. Zee Media's net loss expanded on year to Rs 35.9 crore while its revenue dropped 2.3%. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, stock futures were trading flat this morning. Futures tied to all three respective benchmarks were down 0.1% each. Overnight, the Dow Jones closed at a fresh record high. The S&P 500 ended the day 0.1% down, but above the 5,000 mark. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.3%. Moving to Asia Pacific, the trend was positive after some markets like South Korea and Singapore returned to trading following a holiday on Monday. Markets in China and Hong Kong still remain closed. Japan's Nikkei 225 popped nearly 2% on its open, crossing the 37,000 mark and hitting a 34-year high, while the TOPIX climbed over 1%. South Korea's Kospi was also up 1.2% as it returned to trade, while the small-cap KOSDAQ rose 1.3%. In Australia, the S&P/ASX 200 started the day marginally lower, marking it a third straight day of losses. In today's Voice of the Segment, we have Kranthi Bathini of Wealth Mills Securities, who will share his thought on PSU stocks.
PSU stocks have been rallying from the past 1 year, and from the month of August, what we witnessed in the market was a broad-based rally in majority of the PSU stocks. It can be banking, railways, and power, defense. All the PSU stocks, what we witnessed, a broad-based rally. And from the past fortnight, especially PSU banking stocks have been moving up in a vertical way. So the current profit booking is inevitable, and as expected, we can see some kind of sharp cuts in PSU banking stocks and PSU stocks are concerned as a whole. Going ahead, what we can expect in the PSU stocks, It can be very stock specific going to be, and investors need to analyze the current earnings of these companies, valuations of these companies especially, and also the future outlook for the PSU stocks. One need to be stock specific going ahead. Still, there are ample opportunities in the PSU stocks on a medium to long term basis. They are in momentum in nature. One need to exercise strict stop losses when the investors and traders having a trading positions in the shorter term. But going ahead, we can see some kind of value in the defense and also the railway stocks are concerned. The current sharp declines in the PSU stocks definitely gives some kind of entry opportunity for the investors who are looking for a medium to long term basis. It can be very stock specific going ahead. One need to analyze the earnings of these companies and also the future outlook of the companies before taking any serious investment decision going ahead.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Wednesday at the same time.